Cautious optimism surrounds South Sudan. I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. It's been 7 days since the president and rebel leaders signed a peace deal, and the agreement is still holding. It's the latest attempt to end South Sudan's 5-year civil war. Whether the peace deal continues holding or not, please keep believers in your prayers. Open Doors David Curry says government soldiers attacked a Christian college in May. That school is hoping to reopen this month for the fall semester, but they're not sure if they can trust the government to protect them.
Pray for the staff if and when they can return in August. Pray that justice would be done. And of course, we pray for the work of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of those who perpetrated these acts of violence. They come to know Jesus.
There's more on this story at missionnews.org. And in terms of persecution, Indonesia has been slightly less hostile to non-Muslim faiths, at least until this year. FMI's Bruce Allen says Christians in Indonesia are feeling increasing pressure from society. Attacks have reached a severity not seen in 2 decades.
Ask God to give those church leaders wisdom and compassion in leading their congregations. And then also pray for the 2 FMI conferences coming up in August for the church planters on the island of Java and Kalimantan, especially in light of the security concerns. But that those security concerns would be such a background to what's being discussed that really the content of the apologetics and how to engage our communities would really be at the forefront.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries offers the free resource called 33 Affirmations, a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Learn more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.